The Earth is culminating a minor cycle, a major cycle, and a master cycle all at the same time. This will bring about a rebalancing of the planet on new poles. When this occurs, the great earthquake written of in Revelations will take place. 2:190, Chapter 9, Death, Destruction, Chaos, and Other Bad Stuff. George is saying that due to the rotation of our galaxy, or some more complex relative motion through space, our planetary system is making a cyclical transition which will result in changes in the basic atomic structure of our physical environment, including our physical bodies. Another source says, our understanding of time relates to magnetic cycles. Perhaps we have imperfectly expressed ourselves on this score in that we cannot seem to convey to you the relationship between cyclic time, magnetic cycles, and your understanding of time. Theosp speaks of the termination of the previous cycle, so Jehovah said, now will I prune the earth and her heaven. Behold, the division of Wa shall be hewn off and cast beneath the waters of the ocean. Her heaven shall be no longer tenable by the spirits of destruction, for I will rend the foundation thereof and scatter them in the winds of heaven. Go ye, therefore, down to the earth and provide nets and vanches for receiving the spirits of darkness, and for receiving the spirits of mortals who shall perish in the waters. And provide ye a place in my exalted heaven suitable for them, and ye shall wall them about in heaven that they cannot escape, but that they may be weaned from evil. For my Aetherian ships of fire shall surround one on every side, and I will cut loose the foundations of the earth, at the borders of the ocean and the mountains of Gan, nor shall any prop or cornerstone stay my hand. And I will send rains and winds and thundering, and the waters of the great deep shall come upon the lands, and the great cities shall go down and be swallowed in the sea. 5 Here is the Hatton source on the same subject, except that he is speaking of the end of the present cycle. There are many vibrations within this creation. It has been written in your holy works that in my Father's house, there are many mansions. This was a statement of these conditions. The mansion, or vibration, in which an entity finds himself is a result of his desire. If there is a separation, or choice, to be made, then it is up to each entity to select, according to his desire. 191, Chapter 9, Death, Destruction, Chaos, and Other Bad Stuff. For that reason, we visit your planet at this time, to attempt to help those who could wish to make their choice. There are many who have chosen already, even though they are not aware of it. There will be an experience in this illusion, in the not too distant future, which will be alarming to some of the people of this planet. We are attempting to provide an understanding of the truth of this experience prior to its occurrence. Our service is to aid those who wish to choose a different mansion. If an entity has chosen a particular mansion, then he will receive it. It is not a good or a bad place. It is simply a different place. 6 There are several events that will occur. There will be events of a physical nature. These events will be, from the point of view of those who are living with the illusion, of a very destructive nature. However, there is no such thing as destruction. There is only change. This you must understand. If you understand this, then you will understand the truth of what is to occur. There will be change, a physical change. This change will be very beneficial. However, the people of this planet who view these changes from their present state of ignorance will consider them to be quite destructive. This is unfortunate. However, the people of this planet have had a sufficient length of time to become educated. They have, however, sought to educate themselves in the ways of their illusion, rather than the ways of the Creator. This illusion is so strong in their understanding that most of them have no awareness in a waking sense of reality. These people will be very difficult to communicate with. They will view the changes in their immediate creation as destructive and irreversible. Q. Well, is it going to be an earthquake, or a depression, or what? The changes will be of a physical nature. The depression of which you speak is of no consequence. It would be viewed as nothing compared to the physical changes that will occur. It will be necessary for members of groups such as this one who wish to serve to understand fully the reality of these changes, and to understand fully the accuracy of the statement made in your holy book which states that although you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. This must be kept uppermost in your consciousness. For you will walk through this. 192, Chapter 9, Death, Destruction, Chaos, and Other Bad Stuff Valley. And you will demonstrate to those who seek your knowledge of truth, and only your ability to demonstrate this knowledge will alert those who seek the knowledge that you are a true and knowing channel. For many false channels will at this time be lost, for they will not be able to demonstrate their knowledge of truth. For they will cling to the illusion that has surrounded them, and will display the fear that this illusion brings upon them. This change is looked upon by those of us who understand it as an extremely beneficial change. It is also looked upon by those members of groups such as this one who have realized the truth of this information as extremely beneficial to all the peoples of this planet. It will be difficult for some of the members of groups such as this one to demonstrate an understanding of these truths, since they have been strongly affected by the illusion that has been created by the people of this planet. However, this understanding is a necessity to be demonstrated. Q. What's going to be happening, exactly? Physical change, of all types. There will be massive destruction wrought upon your surface. It will be of such a nature as to totally change the surface of your planet. This destruction is within your planet at this time. It has been put there by thought. It has been put there by the thought of the population of this planet through thousands of years of thinking this thought. This thought is of a vibratory nature. You are at this time passing through the last portion of what you know as the third density vibration. Shortly, your planet will be sufficiently within what you know as the fourth density vibration. At this time there will be a disharmony between the thought that creates the vibration that is your planet, and the thought that dwells within the density that is the fourth. This energy will create physical changes within your planet. There will be changes within your land masses, changes in your atmosphere, changes in all of the physical manifestations of your planet. This will be of a nature that will be considered to be cataclysmic. This is a very good thing. However, it will not be considered good by those that are within the illusion. 193, Chapter 9, Death, Destruction, Chaos, and Other Bad Stuff. Labeling this change good or bad is something that is dependent upon the individual observing the change and his orientation. My friends, the reason for this change being of cataclysmic nature is that the thought that has been generated upon and in your planet for the past several thousands of years is a thought that is out of harmony with the new vibration that your planet now goes into. The Creator never conceived of the condition that is shortly to manifest upon your planet. This condition is manifested as a result of the desire of all the individuals that dwell on this planet. They are not aware of this desire, but their desire has created this. They have created a condition by their desire that is shortly to be severely out of harmony with where they will physically be. Due to this, there will be a large energy release, which will manifest itself upon your planet in the form of earthquakes, storms, volcanic eruptions, and in fact a shift of the poles of your planet with respect to their orientation in space. This change that will shortly manifest itself upon your planet is, as I have said, a result of the mismatching of vibrations of your planet and its new position in space. This change will alert many of the people of your planet who are very lightly slumbering, and many of the ones who are slumbering relatively deep. Many of these people will at this time be what is known in many of your religions as saved. It will save them, because they will get the violent awakening that is necessary to cause them to raise their vibrations that last amount that is necessary to get them off the fence, so to speak. There will be those who are more deeply slumbering, so to speak, who will not make the transition. It is up to you to provide those who will be awakened with the information that they desire. We have stated that this transition is both good and bad. Ultimately, in its most broad sense, it is a good transition. However, it is an unnecessary transition. In a normal transition there would be no energy release, since in a normal transition, the vibration of the planet would match closely enough and be in harmony with the new and higher vibration. This would result in no energy release, and the planet would continue in a relatively normal sense from a lower vibration to the higher. Your planet is an aberration in the evolution of the spirit of the people of the planet and the planet. The change that will take place will be a beneficial change. However, the mechanics of the change will seem anything but beneficial. 194, Chapter 9, Death, Destruction, Chaos, and Other Bad Stuff. Those of the people who dwell upon this surface at this time who are totally aware of the results of this change, and the reason for it, will not in any way be affected by this change. Those who are not aware of this, but who are aware of this in a spiritual sense, will be affected only emotionally, because they will not understand. There are the people we wish to communicate with. 7. The UFO knots emphatically feel that this catastrophic time is not absolutely necessary. We could avert it if we came into harmony with the new vibration. In fact, the precise timing of the earth changes depends entirely upon us. We of course cannot interfere, but do ask that you who are on the earth planet work metaphysically, mentally with love in your hearts to eliminate, as much as spirit will allow to be eliminated, danger, fear, panic, and loss. Thank you. We are on the alert. We do not know when and how some of these will strike, but they are scheduled, from what we can gather of auric conditions and mass thinking in this section of the world, which is very serious at this time. 8. But let me say to you this, that prophecies were given so that man would have the opportunity to avoid these things. Prophecies do not necessarily need to be fulfilled, for man's destiny lies entirely within his own hands. You see, prophecies are made by the realization of a pattern, but patterns can be changed, and you, my friends, the people of Earth, have it within our power to change and avoid these things. 9. And from case number 3, chapter 1, then he gave us to understand that the little men might represent a threat for all of us in the future. But, as he was not sure whether the danger came from the particular type of individual who had abducted him or from other unknown types, he was at present prepared to have a further meeting with them in order to clarify the matter. In any case, he said, he was certain that the world was in great danger, without however knowing from where this danger would come. The danger had been revealed to him by the fair-skinned individual of friendly mien who had appeared mysteriously before him in the chamber, unperceived by the little men. The danger would involve the whole of mankind, and would possibly include intervention by unknown beings, in addition to other. 195, Chapter 9, Death, Destruction, Chaos, and Other Bad Stuff Calamities. This danger might however be avoided if mankind changed their present behavior. 10. The Confederation is hoping that we on Earth will become aware of what power our thoughts actually have, and its members are here to keep the message of love flowing to those on Earth who desire to hear it and learn from it. Your planet, along with its neighbors, is moving as your galaxy is, into a new area of space, a new vibration. In this creation, there is nothing but order. It is only necessary to look about you to see the order and perfection of this universe. You are about to experience a gift. This gift will be a new understanding of love. Some of you have already begun to experience this, and as the progression takes place, it will become more and more apparent to many of those of Earth. We are here to help with this experience. This is the reason that so many of your brothers from space, as you call it, are now here with planet Earth. We are here to serve and to help the Creator's plan bring to you the love that you desire. 11. And from OSP, so great was the wisdom of these gods and goddesses that to come within the Earth's atmosphere was sufficient to enable them to read all the souls and prayers of mortals, and all the thoughts and desires of the spirits of the lower heaven belonging to the Earth. To each and all them the voice of Jehovah was ever present, and their power was like unto their wisdom. Jehovah hath said, to the corporeal I have given power to hear one or two things as the same moment of time, but my gods can hear intelligently tens of thousands of men speaking at the same time. Yea, they can find a way to answer them also. 12. Phragapati said, aught that, my son, the all light fell upon me, saying, my son, go to the red star, the earth, her coat is red with mortal blood. Now, by her time she standeth more than 200 years beyond the boundaries of Horub. For this, I called thee and thy attendants. 196, Chapter 9, Death, Destruction, Chaos, and Other Bad Stuff. How long will it take thee to go thither and survey the earth and her heavens, and return hither? Aught that, well trained in such matters, said, of the earth's time, 40 days. Phragopati said, "What number of attendants wilt thou require for so great a distance?" And Ortvat said, 20,000. Phragopati said, "Provide thee, then, all thou requirest, and go at once. And if thou shalt find the inhabitants of the earth suitable for sacred records, commission thou the god or lords to send second Louis to raise up an heir for Jehovah's kingdom." Ortvat said, "Thy will and Jehovah's be done." And, duly saluting, he and his attendants withdrew, and, coming to Gatwawa, ordered an arrow ship of 20,000 gauge. In 2 days it was completed, and, during the time, Ortvat had chosen his attendants. And so he departed, swiftly, like a ray of light, Ortvat and his attendants, for the red star, the earth. To see what was the matter, that a god so far away as Phragopati was, could feel and know the flow of human blood. For such is the all-perfection of Jehovah's sons and daughters. Even mortals can sense things a little way off. But Jehovah's upraised gods feel the breath of the stars, and know when they are disordered. 13. The planet Earth is now in a state of transition toward a greater unfoldment of man's progression. The world is not going to end! 14. We are now diligently preparing the way for his footsteps to be heard throughout the world. The kingdom is no longer at hand, the kingdom is here, and he is shortly to manifest to all men. We have awaited this time with eagerness through the long centuries. Is it not then a time for great rejoicing, even though some catastrophe shall come to the world? But through this catastrophic purification man shall inherit his godhood. 15. Full knowledge of our presence will soon be known to your people. There will be, at that time, great upheavals on your planet. We regret. 197. Chapter 9, Death, Destruction, Chaos, and other bad stuff. This cannot in any way be avoided. We knew this from the beginning. We, therefore, have warned man repeatedly to prepare for these events, both mentally and physically. 16. And one last and extremely sensible insight into the contacti predictions of catastrophe, which we would do well to note as an accurate perception. Orthon, a cosmos being, told a group of Danish contactees that a great cataclysm would occur on December 24, 1967. The press freely translated this as the end of the world. Borg Jensen, spokesman for the contactees, told Newsman that Orthon and the Space Brothers had released the warning out of love for mankind. The world did not end, and one would have to debate the limits of cataclysm, but on the date named by the space being, earthquakes rattled various parts of the globe, some registering as high as 7.25 on a Richter scale of 10, an inactive volcano in Samoa began vomiting new fire, and nearly the whole of Europe was paralyzed by severe winter storms. Could it be that our space brothers merely exaggerate the scope of coming disasters in an attempt to get apathetic and skeptical Earthmen to act? 17:198. Chapter 10 Conclusion. In the previous chapters we've become familiar with the general foundations of the basic communication which I have extracted from the contactee and other UFO phenomena. The material we have examined is only a tiny percentage of the total contactee data available to the energetic researcher, but it does represent the general gist of most contactee data. I will not say that there are not some totally anomalistic contactee cases, but these seem to be in the minority. One of these cases is the strange and lengthy contact of the people from the planet Umo. The original contactee reports coming from Spain. As a researcher said, invited to address the gathering at the close of the symposium, Secretary General Fouir dwelt upon the unique nature of the Umo reports. He said, "I have received dozens of messages from supposed extraterrestrials, transmitted by all types of contactees. They are always messages of a missionary or evangelical type, in which terrestrials are warned of the tremendous dangers resulting from their imprudent manipulation of atomic energy, or the others try to save us and redeem us. The Umo messages, on the other hand, without attempting to convert us to any sort of cosmic religion." 1. It is to be noted that although the Umo material is not high-key in its zeal to save Earth, the philosophical content of the messages are congruent with the basic Confederation philosophy. Noted researcher Brad Steiger, a man with quite a bit of experience in dealing with the contactee phenomena, gave this evaluation of the contacted message content in his excellent and perceptive book, The Aquarian Revelations, the philosophical and metaphysical content of the essential message allegedly entrusted to the contactee is nearly always the same. A distillation of the Outer Space Apocrypha would reveal such concepts as the following. Man is not alone in the solar system. He has space brothers and they have come to Earth to reach him and to teach him. The space brothers have advanced information which they wish to impart to their weaker brethren. The space brothers want man to join an intergalactic spiritual federation. 199, Chapter 10, Conclusion. The space brothers are here to teach, to help man rise to higher levels of vibration so that he may be ready to enter new dimensions. According to the Outer Space Apocrypha, such a goal was precisely what Jesus, the prophets, Confucius and the leaders of the great religions have tried to teach man. Man stands now in the transitional period before the dawn of a new age. With peace, love, brotherhood and understanding on man's part, he will see a great new era begin to dawn. If man should not raise his vibratory rate within a set period of time, severe earth changes and cataclysms will take place. Such disasters will not end the world, but shall serve as cataclysmic crucibles to burn off the dross of unreceptive humanity. 2. You can see that I am not the only ufologist who has been putting the puzzle pieces patiently together over the years. These conclusions as to the content of the UFO message seem inescapable to the serious investigator. In fact, the missionary aspect of the UFO's contact is assumed to be present to the point where, in a recent case, the investigator was puzzled as to why the contactee hadn't responded properly to it. If Mrs. M's UFO experience was designed to inspire her with a missionary zeal, as has happened to other contactees, why has it not worked for her in this way, and for what deeper reasons other than to avoid notoriety has she avoided telling many people about her experience? 3. To conclude this exploration, I will make a statement of the total UFO story as I have come to understand it, on the basic philosophical level. The UFO sources have a view of the universe and man within it upon which they build all their actions toward us. This is what we are getting from the bulk of these UFO contacts, the stuff of which the universe is made is consciousness, a single, infinite consciousness. This by definition is the creator. This consciousness created vibrations through infinite space. This basic vibration is identified in our physical science as the photon, the basic particle wave called light. This light vibration is the raw material used to make everything that there is within the creation. The vibrations which were fashioned from light exist over a large range of frequencies, only a small portion of which is apparent within our present. 200, Chapter 10, Conclusion. Physical reality. All atoms, whether within or outside of our physical reality, are simply more complex rotations and vibrations of the basic photon. We are then a highly complex, vibrational, single, infinite entity. Presently we are experiencing the illusion of individualization as separate entities, but still we have been created by the one consciousness, and our basic essence resides within the Creator's one consciousness. This original state has been allegorized by the Holy Bible's story of Adam and Eve. In that tale, the serpent coaxes the couple into eating the fruit of knowledge of duality, good and evil, and so they get ousted from the garden. The UFO nauts say that the Creator created us with knowledge of our unity with all things, but also with free will and the ability to create as His sons and daughters. Through our free will, they say, man long ago decided to become individualized to the extent that we could no longer find our unity with one another. We were no longer one, we had entered into a man-made universe of duality, of separation from the original thought, which then resulted in the polarization of consciousness, good and evil. From this duality all of our present problems have been generated. The original creative thought was a thought of the creation in which each part would act in service to the other parts, just as the parts of the body act as a unit, in mutual service to itself as a whole. However, in the man-created world the various parts have ceased being totally and mutually supported, and a far more complex world reality has emerged. The question of why the world doesn't seem to work very well can be put in focus by imagining what would happen to the natural creation if trees got tired of turning CO2 into oxygen and clouds decided not to rain anymore. In some cases, we humans are still capable of being biased towards service. We are shocked if a mother refuses to feed her newborn child. But we have strayed far enough into isolation to be unable to perceive the unity between us all, so that we tend to believe that there are some whom we should not serve, but oppose. This Adam and Eve adventure of ours away from the original thought resulted in succeeding changes of vibration, as the structure of the individualizing consciousness proceeded to take form. Back when the individualized man was young, he had the full creator's ability to instantly create that which was imagined. Thus the creation grew and grew. But as the consciousness of unity was lost, the creation became progressively stratified so that it came to exist not as one vibration of love but as many vibrations, each a little less rapid than its predecessor. And so evolved the numerous densities of experience, all condensed from the same original vibration, each spanning part of the range from total unity to total. 201, Chapter 10, Conclusion. Separation. This makes for a vast creation of experience, considering that the original consciousness was infinite to begin with. We are, today, encased in a consciousness many eons away from the condition of total unity. Most of us don't totally like where we've landed in the continuum of experience. Worse, most of us don't even remember the journey we took to get here. According to the UFO contacts, we are at a point in the journey back toward the original thought where it is possible for at least some of us to realize our position and then make a conscious choice about our own progress. We have been preparing to make this choice for almost a full cycle of experience at this level or density. The time to make the choice is now, for this cycle is ending. As fast as the ship passed the lights, the Etherian musicians came aboard, being anxious to meet Hypatia and his hosts, especially the Inns, and to congratulate them on being the first harvest from the lowest heaven at the end of a cycle. And strange to say, there were just twice as many as Seth and Inns had prepared in the first dawn on Earth. Phragopati called the swift messengers belonging to the Rhodes of Gan, in Aethia, and he said unto them, "Go ye to Seth and Inns, whose fields lie in the Rhodes of Gan, and say unto him, Greeting, in the name of Jehovah. The earth hath reached Obsid and Gumachala, home of Phragopati, who sendeth love and joy on behalf of 60 millions. First harvest of Hak, grade 65.4. Grade 50 is the minimum harvestable grade, according to ASP, the grade indicating that the person is 50% for himself and 50% for service to others. Now we are living within the third density of vibration, trying in our rather vague way to learn how to think. Not in a complex and intellectual way, but in the sense of coming into tune with the original vibration of unity. I realize that some people are perfectly satisfied with life as it is. I am reminded of the circus janitor who cleans up after the elephants. Upon being interrupted at his malodorous work, shovel in hand, he looks up and smiles. Say, we quip, how come you keep on working here? What a job! Don't you want to leave and get a better job? The janitor laughs in amazement, and replies, what? And quit show business? So, some people like this density, and, indeed, there are those who seek a level of experience even further from unity than ours. If all upon our planet were striving for unity, then the UFO nauts wouldn't be nearly so elusive. But there are many. 202, Chapter 10, Conclusion. Who prefer their universe as it now is, and do not wish to be bothered with such nonsense. In OSP, we find Jehovah speaking out of the light inherent in the Etherian gardens, stating the situation like this: 16 times have my Etherian hosts redeemed the earth and her heavens from darkness into light, and yet ere the end of a cycle she falleth again, and her atmospheres with her. And now it hath come to pass that her heavens are filled with thousands of millions of spirits that know not me and my emancipated worlds. 5. Here is the fallen mankind described in another way. Man so loved the earth and whatsoever ministered unto his ease and to his flesh desires, that he fell from his high estate. And great darkness came upon the earth, and man cast aside his clothes, and went naked, and became carnal in his desires. The Lord went abroad over the earth calling, "Come to me, O man. Behold, thy Lord is returned."